Welcome back, and in this lesson we're building a dark side mid-bass color playbook in Ableton Live 12, with a very beginner-friendly goal: make it sound nasty, make it work with jungle or old-school DNB drums, and keep the CPU load nice and light. So the big idea here is simple. In DNB, the sub gives you the weight, the drums give you the motion, but the mid-bass is where the personality lives. That's the part that tells you whether the tune feels like a moody Reese, a gritty roller, a metallic stab, or a dark little growl that answers the break. And for jungle especially, that mid-bass has to do a lot without getting in the way. A lot of beginners try to build one huge monster patch with loads of layers, loads of effects, and suddenly the project starts lagging before the track is even finished. We are not doing that here. We're building a small, reusable bass toolkit. Think of it like a playbook of colors you can switch between quickly. Fast workflow, low CPU, strong results. That's the vibe. First, create a clean bass setup. Make a group called bass, and inside it set up three tracks: sub, mid bass, and resample or print. Keep the sub and the mid bass separate right from the start. That one move alone makes your low end easier to control and much easier to mix. On the sub track, load operator or analog. Keep it super plain. A sine wave is perfect, or something very close to a sine. Don't get fancy here. The sub should be stable, centered, and boring in the best possible way. You want it to support the drums, not fight them. On the mid bass track, load wave-eatable, analog, or operator. For this lesson, wave-eatable is a great choice because it gives you movement without needing a huge effects chain. Start with just one oscillator first. That keeps the CPU light and makes the sound easier to understand. Now let's build our first color, which is the classic Reese-style mid-bass. Start with two saw waves, detune them slightly, and keep the detune subtle. You do not need crazy unison stacks or giant stereo width here. Tiny movement is often enough. Try a little fine detune, maybe around 5 to 12 cents, and keep the unison low or off. Then add a low-pass filter inside wave-eatable. Start with a cutoff somewhere dark, and adjust it depending on how much brightness you want. For a more buried old-school vibe, keep it lower. For a roller with a bit more bite, open it up a little. Add a small amount of resonance, and just enough drive to thicken it up. After the synth, add saturator. This is one of those magic beginner tools because it gives you thickness, edge, and presence without needing a complicated chain. Try a modest amount of drive, and turn soft clip on. You're looking for weight and attitude, not a blown-out mess. At this point you already have a usable dark Reese. That's your safe preset. It should work with almost any break. Now we're going to create a few different bass colors from the same basic idea. This is where the playbook part really kicks in. Duplicate the mid bass track twice so you have three versions total. Give them mental jobs. One is for weight, one is for attitude, one is for movement. That way you're building with roles instead of just random sounds. Your first version is the Reed SE1. Keep it round, dark, and smooth. Saw waves, slight detune, low pass filtering, and a little saturation. This one is your tension sound. Your second version is the grid version. Here, switch to something a bit brighter or harsher, like operator with more harmonic content. Add overdrive if you want a more aggressive mid-range edge. Don't overdo it. A little grit goes a long way in DNB, especially when the drums are already busy. Your third version is the talker version. This one is for motion and character. Use auto filter in bandpass or a more resonant low-pass mode, and automate the cutoff so it feels like it's speaking to the break. If you want a rougher digital tone, add a touch of redux, but keep it subtle. We're aiming for texture, not total destruction. A really useful mindset here is this: keep your MIDI performance dumb and your tone smart. Meaning, don't try to write a super complex bassline yet. A simple pattern can sound huge if the filter movement, note lengths, and dynamics are doing the work. So now let's write the bassline. Start with an 8-bar loop, and keep it simple, maybe only 2 to 4 notes per bar. In jungle and old-school DNB, space is power. You want the bass to leave room for the break to breathe. If the drums are busy, the bass should answer them, not talk over them. Try a phrasing approach like this: one longer note in bar 1. A couple of shorter replying notes in bar 2, maybe a rest or a stab in bar 3, then a repeat with a small variation in bar 4. In bars 5 through 8, add one extra pickup note or a descending answer. That gives you a phrase that feels musical without getting crowded. A great beginner trick is to loop just 2 bars first. Make one idea sound good before you expand it. Then duplicate it and tweak it slightly. Often the difference between a messy loop and a proper DNB phrase is just note length and timing. Don't underestimate that. Now we bring in movement, but we do it with automation instead of loading up more plugins. This is a huge CPU saver, and it's also a cleaner way to make the bass feel alive. Automate filter cutoff, resonance, saturator drive, auto filter frequency, and even utility gain if you want call and response phrasing. For example, start with the bass darker in bars 1 and 2. Then open the filter a little in bars 3 and 4 so it has more presence. Maybe hit the grit version at bar 5, then pull it back darker again before the next section. That kind of contrast is classic jungle energy. Small changes, big impact. If a movement should repeat every 2 bars, use clip envelopes. That's a really good workflow habit. It keeps your motion locked to the clip, and it means you don't have to redraw track automation from scratch every time. Nice and clean. Once you find a bass moment that feels good, print it. This is where resampling becomes your best friend. Create an audio track called Resample or Print, set the input to resampling, arm it, and record 4 or 8 bars of your best bass line. Then chop the audio into useful bits. Heap the best hits, maybe reverse a tiny chunk, maybe turn one slice into a pickup into the next phrase. This is huge for CPU. Instead of leaving a synth running the whole time, you turn the best bass motion into audio and arrange it like a sample. That's how you work faster and finish more tracks. Now let's make sure the bass works with the drums, because in DNB the drums are not just background. They're part of the conversation. If you're using an amen or any chopped break, place bass notes in the gaps between the snare hits. Let the break breathe. Use short bass notes or chopped audio stabs to answer the drum pattern. On the MID bass group, use utility if you need to control width. If the bass feels too wide or blurry, narrow it down. Keep the sub mono at all times. The sub should sit dead center, stable and clean. If you want, you can check the whole bass group in mono regularly. If the vibe disappears in mono, the patch is probably too spread out. If the bass starts getting harsh, especially in that annoying 2.5 to 4.5 kHz range, use a Q8 and make a gentle cut. Don't carve too much. Just tame the sharpness. Dark does not mean painful. A good dark bass should feel strong, not tiring. And remember, don't distort the sub. Keep distortion on the mid bass. That's where the character belongs. The low end should stay smooth and controlled so the kick and break can hit properly. Now let's think arrangement, because a loop is not a track. A strong dark side bass playbook has to work in a real structure. A beginner-friendly DNB arrangement could go like this. Intro, build, first drop, switch up. Second drop, outro. In the intro, keep the bass filtered and teasing. In the drop, bring in your res and the call and response phrasing. In the switch up, strip the drums down and use the grit or talker version. Then bring the energy back for the second drop, maybe with a brighter or nastier variation. One classic old school trick is to cut the bass for a beat right before a fill or a snare hit. That little gap can feel heavier than adding another sound. Silence can hit hard in DNB. Here's another strong coach note. If the tune starts sounding expensive, you probably added too much. That's a real thing. Dark DNB often gets stronger when you remove unnecessary layers and let one good gesture land properly. One bass color per phrase can be enough. If you want to push the idea further, try making one safe bass preset and one wild preset. The safe one works with the drums all the time. The wild one is for fills, switch-ups, and end-of-phrase moments. That keeps your workflow organized and helps you avoid over-designing every section. You can also experiment with changing filter types between sections. Maybe a low pass for the main drop, then a band pass for a thinner, more tense answer phrase. You can even move one phrase up an octave while keeping the rhythm the same. That's an easy way to add urgency without changing the whole pattern. And for extra groove, try ghost bass hits. These are very quiet little offbeat notes or short pickups before the main hit. They can make the groove feel more active without overcrowding the drum pattern. So to wrap this up, here's the core idea: keep the sub separate, build a few simple mid-bass colors, automate small changes, and resample the moments that work. In Ableton Live 12, using stock devices like Operator, Wave Editable, Saturator, Auto Filter, EQ8, Utility, and Drum Bus is more than enough to make dark jungle and old-school DNB bass that sounds proper and stays light on CPU. Your homework is to build a 16-bar dark jungle bass section with just one sub, one mid-bass instrument, and 2 resampled audio versions. Keep it simple, keep it rhythmic, and make one version round and dark while the other gets more aggressive. If the second half of the loop feels different without changing the drums, you're on the right path. That's the lesson. Build the rolls, trust the groove, and let the bass talk to the break. That's where the real DNB energy lives.